Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about the good, bad, and the ugly of youth sports. And we're actually really privileged because we have two dynamic people who actually have put together not only their own business, but are also living, I guess what you would call, in my mind, a passion. And that's through Contes Soccer Academy. And they're dedicated to adding top pro-level soccer training for children in the D.C. metropolitan area and the San Diego area. They have created a program where they help children by instructing them on soccer and the development of their ability to focus and play. They provide unparalleled passion and experience to any camp, team, or individual that is looking for training in this area. The two dynamic people are Sarah Nance and Abdullah Conti. Sarah is the vice president and co-founder of the academy, and Mr. Abdullah Conti, hopefully I said that right, is also a 30-year professional soccer experience, has 30 years of soccer experience ranging from collegiate level to the higher echelons of international sports. And he brings an unparalleled knowledge into the training of the soccer program and with the kids. So this is somebody that is not only a coach and a mentor, but a true athlete that's actually doing everything that he possibly can to actually help children to understand the game, to understand and play the game, and also the demands mentally and physically as he helps them to grow and become stronger individuals, and that's girls and boys. So with that said, guys, how are you doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. Thank you so much for having us on your show.
No, thank
yes,
you guys.
I am doing very, very well, too. And the name, you got it almost right. My first name is Abdul. Just Abdul Conte. You got the Conte perfectly.
Okay, I'm working on it. Again, be patient. How you say, you're one of those super athletes, so I'm not trying to upset you. Plus that, when I used to play soccer, it used to wear me out. So I know you got some stamina. So that's, again, a beautiful thing. And what you guys are doing with children is also phenomenal. And I know you work with all different types of ages. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. All kinds of ages.
Okay, today we're going to talk about the good, bad, and the ugly of youth sports. So with that, could you tell us what some of the benefits of soccer training is at the grassroots youth level?
Well, yeah, that is a topic that I'm very passionate about. The grassroots level, as it is said, grassroots is where you put all the ingredients into the players when they're young, when they're 6 years old, 5 years old, so, you know, at that age. And the idea is to give them the basic fundamentals of the game where they can dig deep and bring out whenever they are ready to, you know, implement it into games and in their development for the future. Where that will be seen is probably in the future, but for that to happen, you have to go to the grassroots and develop the player there and give them all the basic fundamentals that they need.
Outstanding. You know, with that said, can we go back a little bit? Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, you and your career and your experiences with soccer? You know, just to give everybody more of an understanding of how passionate you are about this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I came to this country in 1988. I was playing for a club in my country, which is Sierra Leone in West Africa. And then I came here and went to college and played at UDC, that is University of the District of Columbia in Washington, D.C. And then I moved to El Salvador and played there about a year. And then from there I was scouted, and then I moved to Mexico and played with Rayado. Well, I played first with Toluca for one season, and then I played the rest of with Rayados de Monterrey for about seven seasons. And then after that, I moved to the MLS. I played in the MLS with the San Jose Earthquakes in 1999. And then from there, I moved to DC United and played three seasons with them, and I retired. And during that time, I played with my national team, and I played in a bunch of African Nation Cups in Tunisia, South Africa, and Uganda.
No problem. Hey, sir, I got a question for you.
Yes.
When Abdullah was talking earlier, did we lose him?
I don't think so.
Okay. It must be just me. That's fine. That sounds great. Well, again, it sounds like you have a definite plethora of experience in this area. So with that, I guess we'll get back to topic. The growing media exposure that soccer is getting, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. It is very good for the sports now. Because, like I said again, if I kick back to when I came to this country, I mean, you don't see soccer on the fields like you see it today, where you leave your house at 5 o'clock and you start driving around soccer fields. It's like thousands and thousands of soccer kids all over the country, everywhere you go, from east all the way to west and north all the way to south. We did not have that back in, like, when I came here, 88, all the way. And when soccer was introduced, I would say formally, by the World Cup coming into this country in 94, everything changed. Now it's everywhere. Now even Nike is making equipment geared 110% to soccer. We didn't have that back then. And what I'm trying to get at is that after that World Cup, there was a lot of exposure to the game, and the media contributed a lot to that, to the point where now we have major, major networks like the NBC is now carrying the English Premier League, and Fox is now carrying the UEFA Champions League, you know. And that kind of exposure we're talking about. If something big happened in the world of soccer today, you're going to see it on CNN and all the other media outlets. They will write about it. They got a deal that just happened in England the other day for $112 million just to buy
the
rights to play Real Madrid. It's to make it
everybody's talking about it, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's the exposure I'm talking about. You know, it's broadened to the point where everybody is talking about soccer. Everybody's having conversation about it, and that is very good for the game.
Right, and for us to even try to catch up, we need experience, and these kids and these parents need to get their kids to people like yourself, because, you know, soccer is huge around the world, even though, as you just pointed out, it's becoming big here in the United States, but it's already been huge in a lot of other countries. So, again,
yeah,
someone like yourself can even out the playing field for some of the children here.
Yes, that's true. And when you go, the first question you had asked me was about the grassroots level, and that's where the importance of it come in, you know, in developing the kids. Because when you have to go compete with other teams from other countries, which a lot of us did not, or people did not know about in this country, that you have to compete in the youth level, under 21, under 19, under 18 World Cup. We have them happening all the time. If the kids are not prepared in this country from the grassroots, like get them ready, we will not survive in the world of soccer. The other parts of the world are just too good, and they are always getting better. So we have to catch up, and for us to do that, we have to go to the grassroots, and that's very important in this business.
Yeah, I would think so. Again, I applaud you. You've taken on, how you say, you've become one of the American representatives of soccer throughout the world. So helping those children to grow to the next level, huge.
I'm trying.
Hey, we're trying to help you help other people, because I know a lot of kids out there love the game that you're helping them to have a better understanding of and to know the mechanics, and you clearly know those mechanics. So with that said, I'm sure you're excited about the future of soccer in America.
Yes, I am, very. I'm very excited about the future because, again, if you go backwards, we did not even have a professional soccer league here. We had, I think, the NASL, and it was just like, you know, floundering in the background. It never was able to break through into the public limelight. And now we have Major League Soccer, which is MLS for short, and they have about 19 teams in the league, and they are playing exciting soccer these days. And those are carried again on national TV. ESPN has the rights to that, and so is Fox and all these major networks. And if you see the fan base in Seattle, and if you see the fan base in Oregon, Portland, Timbers, you watch these games, you might think you are in a stadium in Latin America or you're in Europe. I mean, it's so lively. It's so exciting, you know, and the people are so into the game and they're making it worthwhile to watch and to attend. It has now become a home thing that people can now say, oh, well, we're going to go to an NFL game. Well, we can go to a soccer game, you know, and they don't even know. They not only have the MLS, they have the NASL that has about 8 teams. The USL have about 13. And then they just created the new Women's League that has about 8 teams. So now kids can look forward to a future in soccer even after college, because back in the day, I'll say even 8 years ago, the MLS was only 14 teams. And how many players are you going to get in 14 teams? Maybe 150 employment for a population of 300 million or plus. But now they have a lot more leagues where players can go and play in the future. But even if they don't get that far, they can at least get a good college education in this country, which is very, very important to anybody. You know, so the kids can now work from the grassroots, develop themselves, and on a scholarship, and enter college. And the next thing you know, who knows, the sky's the limit. So I'm very excited. I went through the same system. It wasn't as glamorous as it is now. You know, it now is very glamorous, and all these college things going on, and more things to do. I had to go to Latin America to get a professional soccer chance. When I left this country, there was no league yet. You know, the league started in 96. So I had to leave. But now kids don't have to leave. They can play here. They have the opportunity to do it in their own country. So that's very exciting.
Outstanding. Definitely the benefits are growing. And for all you parents out there, soccer is really a no-joke sport. I mean, the level of fitness that's needed, the stamina, all of the above is high level. So for a lot of you dads out there that think that maybe soccer is not tough enough, trust me, soccer will definitely grow your children into the, if they're guys, into the men you want them to be, and if they're young ladies, into the young ladies that are poised and not only intelligent, but are also very strong too. So that's huge. And with that, Sarah, what do you have to add?
You know, we're on the same page with this. We've had a great summer, you know, working with kids, and we see the future in them, in the soccer world, and, you know, just inspiring these kids to even get started. We've had kids who have never played before, and after working with us, you know, the light is sparked. You know, you can just tell that they're really interested and excited. So it's good to see that side as well.
Outstanding. As Les Brown says, luckily you've got kids that are hungry. They really want to learn.
Yes, that's true.
So with that said, guys, could you give everybody your contact information so that if there's anybody that wants to get in touch with you either now or at, you know, later after the show, if they hear this actually in the archives, they can do so.
Sure, absolutely. Our website is ConteSoccerAcademy.com. Conte is spelled C-O-N-T-E-H, SoccerAcademy.com. And we're also very active on Twitter. You can find me at Sarah_Nance, and you can find Abdul at Abdul T. Conte.
Okay, very cool. All right, guys, we have a couple of people sitting in the queue. Let's see if they have any questions for you. What do you think?
Great. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Roger that. Hello, this is the Zurian Show. Do you have a question or comment?
Is it right?
Hello?
Hello?
Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was wondering, Abdul, what do you think about the field situation in America? With multiple sports, you know, all the kids get to jump on fields for football, basketball, and baseball, but in soccer we have to have permits. You know, do you feel that that's unfair towards the soccer players, or what do you think?
That is a very, very good question. I think I wrote a blog on that question about a few months ago, and the blog was, is youth soccer too regulated in the United States? And the answer is yes. I find it very intriguing that, I mean, I am on the soccer field all day. And when you go to the soccer field, you know, most of the soccer fields here around high schools or middle schools or parks, and you have next to the soccer field a baseball field, and next to the baseball field you find a basket, maybe a couple of basketball courts, tennis courts, and all other kind of fields and courts around. Well, you can see kids just show up on the field and start playing pick-up football. They're just throwing the ball around, and somebody's making routes, runs, and stuff. Or you see baseball players going in and hitting the ball. Basketball guys just come and play pick-up games. But when you have a bunch of kids, like a bunch of high school kids, like just walking to the field, somebody's going to walk in and say, oh, you have to leave because we have permits to use this field now, you know. And that does not help the kids at all, because the best way to hone your skills is to play outside regulation when you're a kid, where you have no referees, no parents, you know, you're out there by yourself and you're fending for yourself, and you have little rules, you know, they bend the rules to make, that's how they get very good in places like Latin America and Europe. They play pick-up soccer. They just show up on the field, throw the ball in, and play. And the players get better. That's how I hone my skill. Go out there and just play soccer. But here, as soon as you walk into the soccer field, right now I'm about to go work 5:30 somewhere in Fairfax, and I'm going to show up, and there's going to be three teams there with permits. And every other kid that wants to play soccer that is not on a team cannot play because the field is regulated. And I think that is absolutely killing the game when it comes to that kind of soccer, where you have players that just go on the field and do their own miracle stuff without mom or dad standing there watching, or without a coach saying, no, don't do that, do this. You know, it's not all the time you need a coach to tell you what to do when it's not an official game. It's better for you to go out there and try stuff. And you can only do that kind of stuff when the things are not regulated. I wrote a blog about it and got a lot of feedbacks with a lot of positives on it.
Wow, that's pretty outstanding. Well, again, you know, I understand what you mean. You want people to grow. That caller is already hung up from the call, but they're probably still listening, so that's pretty cool. Thank you for answering that question. Let's see, we
and
have another.
Just to add a little bit to that, if you can see in this country, look at the other sports and look at how dominant we are in basketball. I mean, if you go down to the courts right now, all half of the neighborhood kids are out there playing basketball without regulation. If you go out there, so mom and dad are just going to the courts and taking up a tennis place and playing tennis with their kid without permission, you know. That's why we have better basketball players. That's why we have better football players, because they are playing street basketball and street football. We don't have it in this country. We only have regulated soccer. Everything is regulated, and that is not good.
Wow. I didn't know that. Well, we got another caller. Thank you for that answer. So, I guess we need to look at that more. Hello, caller. Do you have a question or a comment? Hello, caller. Do you have a question or a comment?
I think they ran away.
No, the person's still there. I guess they just wanted to listen. That's fine. Anyway, with that said, let's try to cover a little bit more information so that we can make sure we try to get as much out there as possible. How do you feel about the poisoning? Well, I guess that actually you covered it, the poisoning of soccer at the grassroots level or the positioning.
Well, I can expand on that a little bit more. I mean, again, I wrote something about that on my blog. I can't believe I'm having, maybe these people are going on my webpage and seeing these things to ask me. But I really wrote something about this poisoning kids in the youth level. Let's do again another analysis, okay? Take for instance, you go to a rec center to register your son or daughter for basketball training and stuff, or football, or lacrosse, or tennis. I can guarantee you 99.999% of the time, the person who is going to be conducting the training had played that sport to a point, maybe finished high school with it, maybe college, or maybe a professional like me. That's given for all the sports I mentioned. But when you come to soccer, they just ask a volunteer. Like, they bring all the kids. These kids are 6 years old, 7 years old, which is the most dangerous time in their life. This is their introduction into the game, really. You're trying to introduce them into the game. And who do you give them to as a coach? They turn to the parent and say, hey, we need somebody to be here at 5 o'clock every day to coach these kids. And one say, oh, I'll be off at 4:30. I can make it. That parent, mom or dad, probably has never even played soccer in their life. Never. But now they have the task of developing that player at the most important stage of their life, when they are 6, 7 years old, when they're supposed to be taught the fundamentals. You give them a coach that don't know anything about the sport and tell him to or her to coach them. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that is the kid will develop based on what the coach tells them, which is nothing. He's going to say, run left, run right, drop back, go forward, kick the ball over there. Let's get a big kick, you know, things like that. I'm going like, I see that every day, and I just hold my head. I'm like, oh, my God, this is so wrong. But that's exactly what it is. They are being poisoned at the grassroots level. You need somebody that knows what they're doing to introduce the kid into the game. You have to have that kind of person. Maybe if you want to give them a volunteer coach, maybe at 15, by that time the kid is developed. They are just getting better at that time. But not when they're 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, it's completely wrong. It doesn't happen in other sports, but it's happening in soccer. And I don't know how we're going to change that.
Wow, that's you're right. They're very impressionable, plus that there's damage and bad habits that actually are taught to them that they think are right.
Yep, and it's hard to break. That is the hardest thing to break. Just think of clay. If you want to make a plate from clay, you put it on the thing, I can't remember what they call it, and then you start to spin it, and then you make the plate, and then you take the plate and put it down, right? And then
right.
You wait a couple of hours, and then the plate hardens up, and then now you have a plate. Now, what if you find out that that plate is wrong, the contours are not right, it's like oblong in this corner, and you want to redo it? You have to take that plate and throw it away because you cannot break it down and mold it again. You know what I mean?
Nope.
So you want to
nope.
mold the clay when it is soft, not when it's hard, to change the shape, what kind of shape you want. The shape we're talking about here is the information that you are giving the kid when they are that young. But when the kid grows up, they become the hard plate. And what are you going to do? You can't teach an old dog new tricks, which I find out to be very, very true. You know, so you want to, like, molding them when they're like clay. That's soft, and you can do mold them into any shape or form that you want. And by the time they're hardened into a hardened soccer player that can do something with their life in the game of soccer.
Well, we come back to that same thing again. If they want to be a, I guess I'd call it a warrior in soccer, then they need to understand, or the parents need to understand that they need to give them enough time and, of course, the experience of a master like yourself on the physical and the mental level, because you're
yes.
the person that's going to
yes.
give them the knowledge that they need to take it to the next level with that
yes.
wisdom that you definitely have.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, I'm hoping people can listen to this and, you know, realize exactly where I'm coming from, but it's very important.
Outstanding. So again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want a true soccer player who can master both the skill physically and mentally and, of course, surpass that with the results that they put out, you definitely need to send them to the gentleman whose voice you're hearing that doesn't sound like mine. Outstanding. What else would you like to add before we close?
We were talking about the good, bad, and we've talked about a lot of the good, you know, the media exposure and working on the grassroots level and stuff. And the bad part is it's a little bit of things that, you know, I hope we can eradicate from the sport, you know, not only soccer, but in every other sport, football. You see all these irrational parents that pick a fight over something that, you know, it's a game. A game is a game. I've had some games where I thought we were robbed, you know, like you really won the game and the referee just, like, made some calls and you wonder, like, what happened here? And what do? You suck it up and you go home and you leave to fight another day, you know. And some parents just think it's the end of the world. You know, they had a melee in the Disney Classic in August. I don't know if you read about it. Some thinking of prosecuting some people for felony. Two 15-year-old teams were playing there and ended up in a fight to where a 75-year-old man was punched in the chest and he stopped his pacemaker.
Wow.
And, this is what we're talking about. In Disney, they have one of the biggest tournaments there. It happened there. And then, of course, you have the hockey guy in, I think it was New Hampshire, that walked into the there and beat up on players, and parents were fighting. And they had the one in Canada when the hockey coach was so bitter about his team losing a game, went in and punched a player. Now, this, I'm talking about kids, you know, 12-year-old kids. A coach punching a kid on the other team and parents fighting all over the place. It is just wrong, you know. You have to let some things go. Everybody loses sometimes, you know. You get fired from your job and you didn't do anything. What do? You don't go get a gun and show up and wipe out everybody. You look for another job. I mean, that is kind of extreme, but I'm talking about in a soccer game or basketball game or volleyball game. If you lose, okay, you move on to the next level. We'll try again tomorrow. You know, that's the only advice I have for us that are involved in the game. You know, I see it every day, and it's not very pleasant.
Wow,
especially it doesn't give the kid a good, you don't leave a good impression on the kids.
No, but again, that comes back to how that person has grown up and other inner problems on a psychological and mental side. And unfortunately, that's in all sports, as you said, because you were talking about hockey and football and other events where people have acted amazingly irrational and it's reduced itself to violence. But again,
yes.
I know with what you're doing as a coach, you're helping to give those children a foundation and give them a better understanding of what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to. So, again, that's huge. Again, that's why we, again, need someone like yourself and like Sarah to get out there and give these kids the true fundamentals. And the fundamentals are more than the physical part of it. It's the mindset of the game. Would you agree?
Yes, I completely agree. The discipline, they can take that discipline into the future, even if it's not into sports, but into the future in any workplace that they go.
Very true, and that's another thing. You and Sarah are actually helping these kids to create a discipline, not only on a physical level but a mental level. You're giving them a balance, you know, and it, as a lot of people know, you know, they've taken music out of the schools. In some cases, phys ed, the only reason The only reason that they brought phys ed back is because the obesity rate was going so high. But,
yes.
Again, you guys are doing an amazing thing. Fitness level, mental level, all of the above.
Thank you.
No, thank you so much.
No problem. So, guys, one more time, could you tell everybody, it's on the site, but could you also tell everybody how they can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Again, the website is ConteSoccerAcademy.com, C-O-N-T-E-H. On there you will find Abdul's blogs that he mentioned a few times. We're also on Twitter at Sarah_Nance and at ConteSoccer.
And you guys have a Facebook too, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have a ConteSoccer Academy page that we'd love for you to join and join in on the conversation.
Outstanding. So, ladies and gentlemen, they gave you several different ways to get in contact with them and also to share that information along with the show. If you find the information that you're getting on the show to be of use, please feel free to share it with other people because, again, you know, we all have different stages of our life and our development, and we also all need a little help now and then, and that's why we try to continually bring you people like Mr. Conte and Ms. Nick onto the show because, again, they have a wealth of not only experience, they have a wealth of knowledge, they also have a passion and a love to help children and others to grow and mature. I mean, it's clear just from listening that the two of them are very passionate about what they do. So that means they're going to be passionate with most of us, our number one priceless entity on the earth, and that's our children. And these are people that are going to mold them, grow them, and help them become bigger and better. And again, it speaks just in the sound of their voice. It speaks just in their effort. It speaks in just the things that they've already done. So imagine what great things they can do for you, your children, grandchildren, etc. What else would you guys like to share with us?
Sarah?
Well, you know, again, thank you so much for having us on your show. And you know, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. And, you know, like you said, you can hear the passion from us. And we are dedicated to making a difference with today's kids.
Yeah,
no problem.
I wish it was a two-hour show because there's so much I want to talk about. But this platform was very good. I was able to express some points, and yes, I'm happy to be on the show. Enjoyed it, and I hope I got some people to listen and check our site and see what we are about.
Okay, that's outstanding, and I have to apologize. I actually switched to another mic after the first one, and it still doesn't seem to be acting right on my end, not yours. So if I talk over you guys, please excuse me. That was my fault. And Mr. Conte, I guess we will be doing another show. And Miss Sarah, I'm sure that you'll be making all the arrangements because you seem to be the behind-the-scenes person.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I look forward to that.
Roger that, sir. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I want to thank both of you guys for coming on and for sharing all of your knowledge and, again, for being the outstanding individuals that you are. Because, yes, it may be a business, but this is a business with a purpose and a passion. And, ladies and gentlemen, we don't run into that too often in the world we live in today. We run into the business with a passion to make money and to get your money, but not to necessarily help you. So, again, let's get in contact with them. Let's do what we need to do, and let's make this world a better place. And we not only need to start with ourselves, we also need to help our children on the right track. Again, guys, thank you very much for coming on the show, for sharing all that you shared, and we look forward to having you again.
Yes, same here.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Zurian.
You're welcome. It's actually Zurian. I got to correct you. Zurian? What kind of stuff is that? I done messed up your name so much. I had to throw something.
Maybe it was payback.
No problem. Pay me back all you want. I'm an easy little fella. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is not only in the Washington, D.C. metro area that they service, it's also San Diego, California, where they service, and again, they're doing a phenomenal job. Thank you, guys. You have a great day, wonderful life, and of course, I wish you much success and look forward to the next show. Actually, before we hang up, I'm going to give that one caller one more chance and see if they have a comment or a question.
Great.
Oh, I must have scared them. As soon as I clicked it, they clicked out.
Oh, no.
That means you gave them so much information, their head's just reeling from all of this phenomenal knowledge.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, guys. You guys take care, be well, and have a great day.
Same to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.